Thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Simply Auto LLC. They're on Stadium, south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro. And here's one of the great things about Simply Auto. They have guaranteed credit approval, plus a great selection that you can even check out online today at simplyautollc.com. So if you're looking for a different vehicle, check out simplyautollc.com. That's simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
At the After Show podcast is on. It is Tuesday, November the 14th. Kelly has subjected us to watching videos on her phone.
Let me just tell you something. So Brandon will be like, oh, look at my new dog. Look at Ace. Oh, it's my 17th dog. Look. And I have my son shooting a shot that I want him to see, and he gives me heck about it.
Just because we have a deal where people always are wanting to show us stuff. And like, your stuff wasn't offensive today. But like, we've had people who have come in like, watch this movie clip.
Oh,
it's like,
I know.
7 minutes of a movie clip.
And it's just 7 minutes of your life you can't get back. Because I hate watching, unless you've seen the movie in the past, I hate watching movie clips like that because out of context, it's just not as funny.
Mm-hmm. I've done it to y'all in The Office, though, but y'all have all seen all The Office.
Yeah, so yeah, then that's different.
So then there's funny things about that. But we just did get the, hey, watch this.
Hey, I'm going to sit here and watch you watch this.
I know. Why do we have that weird thing as like human beings where we want to show people things that we like?
Because we're friends, and I want y'all to see my kid play. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not even saying it about that. Because she gave us like the Cliff Notes version of it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was good. I enjoyed that.
It was a great shot.
Yeah, because Kurt went there and drove and just put it right in.
It's kind of like what I do when I play basketball.
Yeah, you slam it in the goal.
I slam it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my nicknames in school was the Slammer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured that was from getting slammed in the lockers.
Well, that could have been that. David was voted most likely to end up in the Slammer.
Yeah, I was waiting on it.
According to what your teacher told us yesterday, you were kind of a little bit of a hoodlum.
I didn't do anything that
bad. You were like a computer hacker.
I was not. It was more my friend who knew everything. I would just kind of be the one that would maybe push him to go do that.
So is it still true that you are the reason that Jennifer Lawrence's photos leaked?
It's not true. Oh, my gosh.
Do you have any additional photos we haven't seen yet? Is it still true that you have that hard drive full of those?
That's just creepy. Uh-huh. No, it's not true.
Oh, it's not.
He's already deleted them and put them on another hard drive.
It's on his floppy.
Do you even know what that is?
A floppy disk? Uh-huh. Yes, I know what that is.
Do you have a floppy disk?
No, my dad probably still has some.
I bet he does.
Back in the day.
I have floppy disks from back when I was a PE major with a bunch of lesson plans on them.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And they were so easy, but they didn't hold much. Like, they didn't hold very much data at all.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It was like less than, what, a megabyte or something, or a couple megs at the most.
It's like we couldn't put anything on them now.
I'd have a research paper, and I'd have to have like 17 floppy disks to save my research paper.
And little stickers you'd put on each disk. Can you still go out and buy those CDs that you burn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you can still buy that
stuff. You can do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people still do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember when that started? And it was like you could burn CDs, and that was a big deal. And then you could buy the rewritable CDs so you could burn over them again.
Oh, that's right.
Those are expensive, though.
Yeah.
So, okay, on the full show today, we played the audio of Jason Aldean talking about Vegas. So he thought when the gunfire started that he was hearing like a speaker go out because he could kind of faintly tell something was going on, but there were bullets flying at him and he didn't know.
Man.
How freaky is that?
He's going to have to be in therapy, I bet.
He said he'll never be the same.
Along with a lot of other people, but yeah.
Yeah, that was on the Today Show. So Taylor Swift showed up last night on Jimmy Fallon, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprise performance.
It sounded good, too.
And
I love
it. He seemed okay, because I know that his mom passed away this past weekend.
Yeah, so he had taken some time off, and that was his first night back. And he had told people on his social media, hey, there's a pretty big surprise on the show tonight. And it just so happened to be Taylor Swift after the monologue.
You know who I thought it was?
Who?
Who normally comes on a show that's normally a surprise?
Timberlake.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was going to be, but Taylor's pretty cool too.
So
yeah.
You were disappointed?
I mean, I'm not going to say that. I love you, Taylor.
No,
I'm sure she's
Kelly
listening.
Was disappointed.
So that song's called New Year's Day.
Turning away, I want
really like that. And it's kind of different from the other stuff that we've heard so far. And I think that's why I like it so much.
Her whole album is just so good. And I did like a little remix there. But
I think I may go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, because I think there's going to be elements for everything.
I kept telling myself, because I have Apple Music and, you know, I do a lot of streaming. I'm like, she's going to let it sell for a little bit. But I really want to hear the slower, because I know she has a part in just about everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear kind of what, she's been gone forever. You know, I want to hear what, besides the three that they've put out right now, I want to hear what's all on there.
Yeah, and the song thinking. Gorgeous is out. They've done that one. I mean, we've heard a bunch of different stuff on there. But It's wild to me because her lyrics, like when you hear those lyrics, especially when they're slowed down a little bit, they don't sound like they're revolutionary. Like they don't, like you basically know exactly what she's talking about. But I like that about her.
Yeah, simple.
She's just saying exactly how she feels. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to like some artists, like Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, they'd write these things where you had to try to interpret what they were saying.
Right.
Taylor just says it, but she says it over piano and can say something really sweet that's actually cutting somebody at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good at that though.
I read this article about all the people that they thought she was attacking in different songs. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch on Joe Jonas. Wasn't it Joe Jonas?
Joe, yep.
Harry Styles, John Mayer.
Loki.
Connor Schwarzenegger. Like they had all these different people that she had kind of said things about.
Kanye.
And you're like, dang, man, she does. When she wants to just roast you, she roasts you.
I'm ready for her to be interviewed about the songs. Like, so who is this about? And I want to see what she says because you know she's already going to have like a a rehearsed answer, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, she knows because they're all personal songs. Mm-hmm. So Taylor's going out on tour, 27 cities, stadiums. Like, and I was kind of surprised that there were so many within driving distance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Dallas is close, St. Louis, New Orleans. Nashville. Like, they're all within, you know, 5 or 6 hours or something like that.
You know, the crazy part about that is I was looking at it like, you know, because if we see these big stadium tours, I'm looking for more of like, what's Bridgestone Arena in Nashville?
Yeah.
So they play hockey at.
Yeah.
And then I see, what is it, Nissan Stadium? And I'm thinking, that's where the Titans play. That's a football stadium. These are all football stadiums. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. You don't see many people go out there and do that.
No, Kenny can do it. Garth. Aldean's done it. Garth could do it. Yeah. But there aren't many.
No.
Okay, so let's do this. Name another female who could go out. Beyonce could.
I was thinking Britney. Beyonce.
Britney in the stadium?
Mm-hmm. I think she
could.
She'd
have to have good support.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like Taylor can go by herself.
Yeah.
Maybe Katy Perry. That's the only ones I can think of.
Maybe.
That's a big maybe on that one.
But like Taylor, I can see them selling out.
Oh, yeah.
And she could have somebody who's like, hey, I found this person on YouTube and they're really good and they're going to open up for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where a lot of those artists, even Kenny Chesney at this point, will take out, hey, it's Kenny Chesney and Thomas Rhett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's a really stacked lineup in those stadium shows. You got to sell a bunch of tickets.
And it'll just be basically Taylor out there. You know, that's what it comes down to. People want to see her.
I've never, well, actually, that's a lie. I don't remember. I can't visualize being at a stadium show. I remember I went to the Michael Jackson Victory Tour in like 84 or 85.
And that was at a stadium?
It was at Texas Stadium in Dallas or Irving. But like, you know, I was so young that it was, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, you know, my concert experience of today.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if I'd enjoy going to see George Strait in a stadium because it's so big.
Wasn't Guns N' Roses and Little Rock in the stadium?
Yeah, they were at War Memorial.
And people said that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet it would be good. I mean, there's... The sound would have to be every... I've never been to one either, but I can imagine the sound would just be unreal.
Because it's loud. Mm-hmm. But the sound travels up. It's sometimes like at a wrestling event, if they're going to do an event outside, you can't tell how loud it is because the sound isn't held into the building.
Right, right.
You know, it kind of goes up into the atmosphere. Anyway, Taylor and the big tour. That's going to be a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Expandable pants, that was a topic today. So, like, this is the time of year where we can kind of gain some weight and be okay with it.
I've already started.
Because... What is that?
He calls it the beast.
Have you gained weight, really?
I think so.
What do you weigh?
I don't know.
Give me an idea.
Probably 160 at the most.
That's
I've
crazy,
always
isn't
been
it?
Tiny, but I can notice a little bit of a change, maybe.
What's your dad look like as far as size?
Like me.
So he's still small?
Mm-hmm. He has, cool. I mean, might have a little bit more of a gut.
What about the rest of his family?
Yeah. I mean,
are they all kind of slender?
Yeah, pretty much. We all kind of look alike.
Because my family, and even on my wife's side, they have the tendency to, you know, expand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have, like, the genes in my family, I remember Pop being overweight, right? Mm-hmm. And Pop would put on his like his Speedo looking shorts and run around outside. Ooh. He'd do laps around the pool. Oh, man. And like he did that every morning. They had he had a fence in his backyard, but he would be out, you know, like just in his Speedo, like legit, smaller than underwear, running around, which wasn't a big deal most of the time, even if it was just the grandkids. But when we had friends and Pop would put those on, oh. And then he thought that was funny. And now as parents, we see why it's funny to embarrass our kids.
Yes.
But as a kid, you don't understand that.
It's a vicious cycle.
Are you going to continue the tradition?
Oh my gosh. How awful is
that? You have a pool now. You can go get your own Speedo and do the same
Leslie
thing.
Leslie told me she was getting you a custom made one.
That'd be
with your
awful.
Face on it.
Awful, awful,
and your new dog on the back.
Stop making fun of the new dog.
I like Ace.
Ace is going to be awesome. We didn't need a dog. We really didn't. But, and this is where as a dad, I try to overexceed, and in some ways I fail because I set myself up. Like, I love seeing him really happy. Mm-hmm. And he's wanted a German Shepherd since he was about 4 years old. And then we, you know, he's like, I want a German Shepherd, Dad. And I was like, I want a Mastiff. I want a Rottweiler. And like, he got exactly what he wanted. Do we need it? No. Do we have too many dogs in the house? Yes, we have too many dogs. But man, when your kid's that happy, and when you start looking at puppies and you kind of get yourself into the rhythm where you kind of want one too, mm-hmm. you forget how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want one, don't you?
I do, but I won't. There's no way. Why I don't do even have a fenced in backyard.
You already walk two. What's the difference of one more?
Yeah.
That's what Leslie said.
You
She's like,
see me walking two with two leashes.
Oh, is it tough?
It's, do y'all don't walk your dogs?
Well, I mean, but our dogs, we do a little bit, but they're not.
You can just let them go out in the backyard, right?
Yeah. I mean, they run around the backyard and stuff.
Well, it's tough because they get mixed up and one wants to go this way, one wants to go this way.
One has to poop, one wants to sit down. Yeah,
one wants to go sniff something.
But typically I'll have one or Kai will have one unless you'll have the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the crossing of the wires. You should get your husband to help you.
That's a great idea.
I set him up.
You did.
I actually have a friend who has a corgi and he...
Is this the dog you hate?
I don't hate it.
You said you hated it.
He hates all dogs.
This dog's just so wild. It's like, I don't mind dogs unless they just won't stop.
Like, and you want a dog to be basically dead.
Not dead.
You don't want the dog to do anything.
Like, your dog is
You want
perfect
the dog
today,
to be in a coma.
Because it didn't do anything.
Right, yeah, that's what it is.
You want the dog to get hit by a car and almost be dead.
That's not true, no. That's
and then you want
awful.
To hold it.
No.
I don't want the dog to lick me or look at me or walk around me or sniff me or jump up on my leg.
Well, what I don't like is when I tell a dog, all right, dude, stop. And then he runs, and then he runs back, and he keeps running back to me, and I'm like, dude, stop. And then I like stick my foot out, and he
Maybe
runs into my foot.
Maybe it's because you're saying dude.
Dude. Stop, dude.
Well, I push him away.
No.
Well, that's what I do, and the dog keeps coming back.
I don't see you saying no.
I do.
See him going, no, stop.
Stop. Your dog's...
Hey, get your dog.
I do get like that. And I'm like, man, can this dog go somewhere else?
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel bad, but not for very long.
I would be mad. If you came to my house and sat down and then said my dog was getting on your nerves and you're in my house, I would be offended by that.
Even if you invited me?
Yes.
Why?
If you're telling me to put... Because, like, I should know... And if I don't think it's that big of a... Like, if my dog's being annoying, that, I know it.
Well...
If he's just trying to be like a dog...
Not and, all people know when their dogs or kids
exactly,
are being annoying.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that is so true.
But you can't be a guest in someone's house and say, put your kid in their room.
That's different.
So you shouldn't do the same thing with a dog.
But with a dog, it's not... Like, a kid is not going to run up on me and lick me. Well, most kids. I would just be like, all right.
Kai's cool.
Hey, we're going to put you over here. No, but a dog will jump... like. If your German Shepherd was crazy and jumping all over me, I would have been like, oh.
You would have. And then the dog would have wanted to come after you because the dog can sense it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And that's why I had that one dog bite me.
Did you hear him call me Aunt Kelly?
Oh. Kelly around dogs.
Obnoxious.
Totally. You'd want to put Kelly in a room. You'd rather hang out with a dog than Kelly around a dog.
Me
yeah,
too.
With
me
my
too.
Friend's dog. You would love my friend's dog, though, because he jumps all over people and is a corgi. And
Who's the friend?
His name is Justin, and he knows I'm
is
not
it
the
Justin
biggest
Logan?
Fan. It's not Justin Logan.
Justin Timberlake.
Not Justin Timberlake.
Justin Thoreau.
Not Justin Thoreau.
Justin Bieber.
There you go. Not him either. But this dog actually has its own room, and he cut a hole in the wall where the fence is and has a doggy door in the middle of this room.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but You know, it's for a dog.
So the dog can get anywhere, but they still have the fence.
Yeah, they have the fence in the backyard. So if he wants to go run around, poop, pee, whatever, he can just go out the doggy
door. He
didn't
have to be let out.
No, that's, yeah. So I'm always afraid somebody's going to crawl through that, though.
Well, you don't make it man size.
In the back of the house?
You ever heard of somebody going, like, over the fence and through the woods? To grandmother's
over the
house.
River and through the woods.
Think about how big a doggy door is. Who's going to be...
I bet you could fit through one.
You know, and
I'm not even being. You covered your face. I'm being serious. I bet David could
fit. I'd get through to my waist and then I'd get stuck. I'd be like,
hey, David, grease her up.
When I was a kid, we had a little cat door in our house that went to our utility room. So the cats could just walk in there and do whatever. I would actually crawl through that as a young child, probably until I was like 10 or 11 years old.
And play in the litter box?
Well, I wouldn't play in the litter box. I would just crawl back and forth.
This is some cool Play-Doh.
He'd eat.
That's gross.
Litter box is so gross.
Yeah, they are.
Kelly killed a bird. That was one of the topics this morning. What's the craziest thing you've hit with your car? And we had some funny ones, man. Mm-hmm. Like people who hit cows and people who hit Sonic the restaurant.
Yes.
Sonic's been destroyed, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And there were some pretty funny ones, though.
Yeah, a girl hit a turkey. Yeah. The funniest one to me was that girl she hit this turkey and then she tried to find it to prove to her parents she hit a turkey.
Because she didn't want to go back and say, I hit something and you're going to have to pay to fix it.
I would have done the same thing. I would have gone and found it and been like, see?
A big old bloody turkey.
Especially if they
would have
like,
picked that up.
If the car was damaged and let's say I'd had, you know, a bad few years and wasn't really being trusted and my dad or my mom was...
I wasn't going at that. You're just changing this whole story.
No, but like you never know.
So say I'm a hooker.
Yeah, so...
It had nothing to do with sex.
It was my fourth DUI and I wanted to prove it was a turkey.
Maybe she was out late. Maybe she didn't get home on time. And when she got home, the car was destroyed. You know what? I will find out the story and
message
show you.
Message her on Facebook. She sent us a message.
Here's what I feel like. I feel like Kelly wrote that.
She actually
like
did.
This is actually a post that Kelly made on a fake account.
I would love it.
She
got
so
much,
defensive.
It'd be funny if I hit a turkey.
Oh. Instead, you killed a little bird.
Yeah.
You killed a kid's pet.
Oh.
So Opie, in this one episode of it.
If you bring up Opie one more time.
He killed the bird, and he has to let it go. If you haven't watched it, man, I'm telling you, go watch that one. Hey, was it Dumb and Dumber where the bird dies, and they've got to, like, tape back together?
Well, they hit it with, like, a rock or something, and then they tape it together and give it to the kid that's blind.
It's the poor
yes,
watcher.
And he's petting it, going, pretty awful. Bird, and the bird's dead.
Did you know that the Andy Griffith Show is actually on Netflix?
Yes, I've seen it.
I didn't know it was on there until the other day. So it was the episodes in color.
Here's my
though.
Next binge.
No, they have all of them.
They have
all of them, but they have a bunch of them. Yeah. It's fun to go back and watch it because it's so simple. Mm-hmm. It really is sweet. Did you ever watch it? No, just say no. It's okay.
When I was a kid, I think it was on TV every once in a while. It's like when
it
I was
on every day.
When I was like five, it was my parents always used to watch Gilligan's Island. And the Andy Griffith Show, I can't say that, Andy Griffith Show, Seinfeld was on TV a lot, The X-Files.
David, they're totally different eras. You're talking about a 50s show to
I'm
a 90s
saying, like,
show.
That's what they would watch.
So they watch all the old
TV.
Shows, like Andy Griffith and Gilligan
it's
and
old
the
now.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's 20-something years old.
The first American Idol was really old.
No, they never used to watch that. But I just remember, and then when I was a kid, I would watch Nickelodeon, and I knew it was time to go to bed when Nick at Night came on, mm-hmm. and Roseanne was on, and the Brady Bunch, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, I used to hate all those shows because
it meant bedtime.
Yeah, it was my cue to go to bed, so that's why I never watched them.
Let me sing this to David, and I want you to finish it. Nick, 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 Nick.
Nickelodeon.
That was a good one, right?
The little claymation stuff.
I remember the day I was in Fayetteville, and I remember the day that Nickelodeon came out, and I remember the day that my dad got it on our cable. You know, like, because you had to, I think you either had to buy, I don't remember, but Nickelodeon was that special new channel, and we were so excited that day.
We have Nickelodeon,
yeah,
Dad!
We thought it was the greatest thing ever.
You know, I think every era says that their cartoons are the best, but I think my era from, like, the mid-90s to early 2000s, we by far had the best cartoons because you could go to...
Because they were dirty.
We're not dirty. The Rugrats were dirty.
Well, they were dirty.
Well, maybe because they were babies.
They didn't take baths.
Dirty. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. But Dexter's Lab, Rugrats.
He turned on by Rugrats? Ew.
Peak SpongeBob, it was on.
Oh,
Dragon
man.
Ball Z.
See, I don't think. I think of Flintstones, Jetsons.
You still had those in there. They were mixed in.
Those, no, but those were better.
Looney Tunes, Late at Night.
Oh.
The Looney Tunes, the mm-hmm. old-timey Looney Tunes with Daffy Duck and Tweety. Like and Sylvester and all those, Tom and Jerry. Like, that's all my favorite.
Yeah, the old animated Batman that was on there from, like, the 90s, you know?
From what? The 90s, the old one.
Oh, man, what? Powerpuff Girls or Powder Puff? I can't remember what they were called. We had Fairly Odd Parents. Those were good.
We should do the whole...
I do like the Fairly Odd Parents.
Tomorrow, in one of the early hours, let's do best cartoon of all time.
Ooh.
And let's just see what people say.
I'm going to write that down right now.
Can I tell you what I think one of them was? Just put it in our deal, on our sharing site.
I'll do it right now.
Okay, so one of the best ones as a kid I remember loving, Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies will make your dreams come true.
That show was okay.
I liked it.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling. Boom!
They were little.
Yeah.
Oh, Blue's Clues?
No, that was so
was that
past
a cartoon?
Our time.
It was kind of sort of a cartoon because it had Steve, who was a real dude, but he was in a cartoon world. And you had Blue, who was a dog.
Kai loved Yo Gabba Gabba, and I got into that show. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to be on that show. Did you ever watch that? At Muno.
No.
We had a big Muno cutout. We were at Kia one day at Kavanaugh Kia, and they did some kind of promotion with Yo Gabba Gabba like Kia did for the Super Bowl or something like mm-hmm. that. And they gave me the big stand-up Muno, which looks like a big giant either. There's... You know what I'm talking about.
Well, my sister, when did Yo Gabba Gabba come on? Like 2007, 2008?
Probably
like that.
Because Kai started watching it in 2010, probably.
So I think my sister was a little bit too old for it, but I want to recall my parents wouldn't let her watch it because it was slightly inappropriate for what some of the characters looked like.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Oh, for the look. Well,
yeah.
It's just because that one thing looked like a toy.
Big,
a big old toy that Kelly would bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
A dog toy is what I meant, David, you disgusting freak.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a big... We have a dog toy like that in the middle of our floor right now that looks like a giant... Maybe that's not a dog toy.
Kai, don't touch that.
Okay, one of the funniest...
Has Kelly been here again?
Oh,
that must have
stop.
Fallen out of her purse.
When my sister was like two, there was a TV show on, you know, the Sprout Network?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my sister used to always watch this show. It was like a nighttime show, right? And this woman was the host, and then they'd have like different cartoons and all this kind of stuff to put kids to sleep, right? Well, one day, the host just changed like that. They completely took her off and replaced her with another woman. Turns out the other lady was making other kinds of commercials and videos with different items.
Oh, no.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name, but I remember my parents told me about it, and I was like, why would she think it's a good idea to be on a kid's show, and she's also making these kind of videos?
Because she has to have a life.
She thought no one would know.
I mean, kids aren't watching that, David. It's
You've
got to
support your family,
well,
David.
Yeah, but then the parents would see it and think, well, I'm not letting my kid watch this because who knows what's being shown on Sprout Network.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but that was funny.
Ubi. Did you ever watch Ubi? You know what Ubi is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so any parents who have kids Kai's age might have watched Ubi. It was basically, you've heard of hand puppets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even a puppet. It was just a hand with a face drawn on it. And there were all these different characters.
I think I remember this.
I don't even know how you would spell Ubi.
Yeah, I think my sister used to. I think my sister used to watch this.
Oh, okay. OOBI. Here we go. This is Ubi.
Ubi's like me.
Kai loved this show.
Ubi's like
me. It's just hands with eyes.
Ubi's got a lot of big things that he's gonna do.
My wife is calling me right now.
Uma's his sister.
Anyway, that's Ubi.
Okay, so this show is, guys, we have a budget of $25. Let's see what we can do with this.
What does my wife want? Do you think she needs anything?
I think you should call.
Yeah.
Like, what could she possibly need?
More money for the dog?
That's not funny. It's not funny. Do we have any money in the bank?
Tell her you're not on the podcast.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, my phone died. I'm not on the podcast.
Okay.
Did you just call me?
Yeah.
My phone died.
I don't believe you, but I can't get in the house.
Why not?
I don't know. The door's locked, and I never lock it. Did you come home?
No, I haven't come home.
Great.
What do you mean you can't?
Who did?
Well, I don't know. You must have locked it on the way out.
I really didn't. I never do.
Do I need to go over to your house?
Do you have a key to my house, David?
Why are you on Brandon's phone call, David?
Oh, he's got us on speaker. He's very open with us.
Yeah.
So maybe you didn't unlock the door all the way. I don't know how you'd get out of the house.
Do you have a credit card?
Out of the... Yes.
Okay, because I break into my house all the time.
Yeah, but see, I don't know how to do that because I'm not a criminal.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Has the alarm gone off?
No, I didn't set it.
That's good. That's
Can
fantastic.
Can you come home and let me in?
I'll be there within 30 minutes.
Really? I have a dog.
Well, I know. I paid for it.
Really?
Love you.
I'll be there. I'll be there shortly.
We're watching clips of Ubi.
Oh my god!
Goodbye. I'll see you in a minute. You've abruptly ended the podcast.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. I guess I have to go now, y'all. She's locked out of the house. How do you lock yourself out of the house? She's locked out of the house and doesn't have a key to our house. Maybe she's at the wrong house.
She's at your old house.
If she is, there's a problem.
All right. I guess I got to go. See y'all later.
Ubi.